And now on the Ruby and Dave show, it is the International Woman of Menopause. None other than our Auntie Maeve, who's called up to say hello.
Oh, good morning.
Hi, Auntie Maeve.
I'm here.
How you going?
Oh, wonderful. Oh, how are you?
We're sounding great. Oh, good. We're pretty hyped up in here this morning because we've been doing our ABBA songs.
We're ABBA'd out.
Singing and dancing and stuff.
I'll have you know that I designed the tear-off skirt they wore at the concert.
You did not.
I did so, darling. Estelle and I were wearing those at least a year before they came over.
Yes.
Oh. I suggested it. I was on the side of the stage there. I said, girls, here you go, have one of these. So that became very famous.
I can't even remember
the first song they sung on the concert there. I'll always find you. I am the tiger.
Behind you, I'll always bind you. Yes. I don't know if they're the words.
Honey Mavis, how did you come up?
It was a long time ago, but I'm pretty sure that was the first song they pulled out. Look, it was one of my favourites. Estelle's was Give Me, Give Me, Give Me a Man After Midnight.
Yeah, well.
Look, pretty much she'd take anything, any time of the day.
The man, that's pretty too much to the point. How did you come up with the idea for the tear-away skirts,
Honey Mo? It was summer. It was hot in Queensland.
Yeah.
And I just, it was an accident. I stood up and it came off. I thought, well, that's a good idea. I feel a lot cooler now. So I just designed a little pull-out there.
I've got to tell you, Auntie Mavis, in your day, you cut a fine figure.
Oh, darling, look, I still do.
So you were a post girl, weren't you, Auntie Mae, for a lot of years back in the late 60s? You're the post girl. You know, the Post, Australian Post. You set the Post magazine.
Oh, that
post
was a bit risque, a publishment
not
there.
Not for you, Auntie Mae.
Oh, Dale, the homegirls, all that sort of stuff. It was,
Now, listen.
I had my favourite.
Yeah.
She rambled.
Bjorn.
Bjorn.
Oh, liked Bjorn.
What, you weren't
I
a Benny?
I liked Bjorn. Dale, he wore his pants so tight, you left nothing to the imagination. I can't even talk properly thinking
about
it.
She was thinking about it then and now she's just stumbled.
I saw it on TV last night again, brought all the memories back.
It's all those Swedish boys and their beards and the songs. So are you going to turn the ABBA up loud today at the Prickly Pines Retirement Community?
I'll have to, Dale, because Estelle's still on the roof. Dale, look at all this flooding. We didn't know, it's a bit disconcerting not knowing where you actually are at an exclusive retirement village.
Right.
So we just popped the deck chairs on the Hairy Ferns wing. Dale, we've been up there for the last few days. I came down, but it's still up there, so have to blast the music out so she can hear it.
She's been waving to the choppers as they go by.
We've seen no choppers, so I'm pretty sure we're safe now, Dale.
Let me tell you what Estelle's done. She's done the tear-off skirt and she's been flying it around like a flag. We got to go.
Yes, Dale, I'll talk to you next week.
Beautiful.
All right, we'll do that, Auntie Maeve. Stay safe. Don't forget your medication. Say g'day to everyone at the community down there.
I will be.
And stay safe for the week. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bon voyage.
Bye,
Auntie Maeve. That's Auntie Maeve on the Ruby and Dave show.
Dear.
There's nothing like a good chat with relations.